Donna. Too easy.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
Okay, the Real Age Tip of the Week before the end of the hour. It's guest time here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You know, we like to think that the choices we make are the product of deliberate conscious reasoning, but that might not be the case. If not, it's not the whole story. We'll talk in this segment or two about the hidden quirks of the human brain that shape our decisions and understanding of the world. Our guest is Leonard Mlodinow. His book is called Subliminal, How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. It's printed by Vintage Books, and that's a division of Random House Publishers and Trade Paperback. Here's Dr. Mike.
Well, as one of our readers has sent to us this interesting thing, it says, I must have bought the book because on the cover, subliminally, it says, hey there, yes, you sexy, buy this book now. You know you want it. And your all-time favorite writer, who's Leonard. Leonard, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi. I thought it was... How tough was it to get the subliminal message on the book?
The easiest part was the cover, let me tell you.
Well, you have a distinguished career in a number of fields translating difficult scientific concepts. You're a theoretic physicist. Correct me if I'm wrong, but obviously write a number of books that have translated something not in theoretic physics, but in real-time life to letting us understand. And this book talks about consciousness. Let's use the example of judging people by their cover, something that all of us know about. And I loved, actually, you talk about, and I don't know whether this is the right example to use, but you talk about how using a computer with a male or female voice gets different reactions from and different gradations of ratings from even when it gave the exact same instructions and the exact same, I guess, coursework, you'd say.
That's right. You know, we judge people by certain behaviors we observe and things that the people say and other factors that we consider with our conscious minds. But we also judge people to a great extent, much more than we realize, by their appearance, their body language, and the quality of their voice, even the cadence with which they speak, the speed with which they speak. And, you know, of course, people know we in some ways judge a person by his or her cover, but the point is that we do it much more profoundly than we realize, and it's very hard to avoid. And the experiment that you're talking about was an interesting one where researchers had people interact with computers, and they were taking tests, they were being taught by the computers, and they also evaluated the computers just as we evaluate our teachers and, you know, in the university, we do teacher evaluations. And the experiment in that particular that you're describing was to determine whether the students would react differently to the computers if it interacted with them with a male voice versus a female voice, just as we might do with our teachers, and even whether we would show gender bias toward a computer based on the fact that its voice is either male or female. And the answer was yes. So, you know, many people think that they're unbiased, that they don't have gender biases, or that they can at least treat men and women the same if they want to. But the point is that it goes much deeper than that, and it's very hard to resist the gender bias. And even when you know that the thing you're reacting to is a machine and what it's saying comes from some computer program on silicon and it happens to be coming to you in one voice or another purely randomly, has nothing to do with the being or the machine, people will still treat the machine with gender bias. And you know, this goes beyond gender bias. People will treat machines like people based on their voice. In general, they will, for instance, if you are, when they did their course evaluations, if they did the course evaluation on the computer, and they evaluated that computer's ability to teach them on the same computer. They were much more lenient on the teacher, just as you may be if you have to tell the person what you thought of them in person, than they were when they evaluated computer number one on another computer, computer number two. So if it's just as when if I'm giving my course evaluation of a professor to somebody else, I'll be more honest than if I'm giving it face-to-face to the professor. And so people treat voice, even disembodied voice, much the same as they'll treat a person. This is an unconscious behavior that we can't avoid. We do it automatically.
Leonard, and I'm calling you that, the book is called Subliminal because I'm not sure how to pronounce your last name, but it's MLODINOW, and the book is Subliminal, SUBLIMINAL, fascinating read. Now, what I found most impressive, the examples are, in other words, most of us think we have a small bias and counter it by our conscious effort, but what you really have found, I think, is that we have a huge bias and counter very little of it.
That's correct, and of course it goes beyond bias. I call the book Subliminal because it's all about subliminal messages in your environment. I don't mean subliminal messages that a person is sending at you, but that are just subliminal effects that are going on in the environment that affect you in a way that you're not aware of. For instance, if you walk down the aisle in a grocery store and they have German and French wine and there's music playing in the background, the music will affect your buying decision even if you later don't even remember the music or you're not really aware of the music consciously as you're walking down the aisle. You think you're making a conscious decision about what kind of wine you like, but your choice will be affected by the music. In an experiment on that they did in England, they found that when they played German music in the wine aisle, two-thirds of the wine bought was German, and when they played French music, two-thirds of the wine bought was French. So this is an example of subliminal things that are going on in your environment, whether it's the music, it's the sunshine, it's a person's face, that your senses are taking in and your unconscious mind is processing, but that you're not aware of being affected by, or that you're being affected by far more strongly and far more irresistibly than you imagine.
Now, when this happens, as I read the book, it is almost all senses that we take in that cause this. That is hearing, smelling, seeing. In other words, all the subliminal messages are through our senses. Is that right?
Well, all the information that your brain takes in comes through one of those five senses. That's the only way your brain has of getting information from the outer world. But what the brain does is it has, in all these different senses, it works in an interesting way. It takes in data that is not real complete, and it fills it in, and it makes a very sharp picture that looks very real, but is based on incomplete data that's been filled in. And it's been filled in, based on your, it does a good job filling it in based on your knowledge, your expectations, but also your beliefs and your desires. So, for instance, if I were to show you a photo that was literally the light that hit your retina, that was recorded by your retina, without any processing, it would be very fuzzy, and you'd go, that's a bad picture. I can hardly tell what's going on there. But your brain takes that information from your retina and from both retinas, processes it, and gives you a very clear picture of what's out there by filling in the gaps and by completing the picture and even by taking the two-dimensional data from each retina and making it three-dimensional in your brain. And you do the same thing, surprisingly, with people or with businesses when you're making judgments of a person or a financial judgment. You're taking in a certain limited data, and you're using other things to fill it in.
Well, when we come, we've got to go to a break where subliminal messages to buy things will be passed and overt messages to people. But the book is Subliminal. We're talking with Leonard Mlodinow, and we'll be right back with Sorting People and Things on Subliminal, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Keep listening every week. Thank you.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's D-H-E-R-B-S.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
on the jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.